Okay, Beseda, we are now doing Daf Hey. And we've been discussing in terms of activities, neighbors' activities, what you can object to, what you can't object to, and we'll continue along that line. So Tani, l'shcheino yachol lachzor bo, to his, now we don't know what l'shcheino means yet, because what rule regarding his neighbor? It sounds like Shane is a neighbor, but he can retract. However, mishkebel alav, once it's accepted, presumably once he's doing what was agreed upon. Meaning, even once it's been accepted, the person can go back to you. I can say, people are coming in and out from here, buying lechad, looking for you. They don't find you. And they're going to cause too much traffic. It's going to be a hassle for me. Okay? That is what it seems to be. The question is, what's this terminology, l'shcheino? So Rabbi Chanina v'Rabbi Manna, Chadamar, one says, Mao Lishreno, Mishrate go darate. Meaning, simply, Lishreno is like Lishaken shmo, like to dwell, from the Pasuk, Lishkon b'chatzeiro. So, in other words, if you say to someone, oh, you can come and live in my chatzer, he's allowed to choserbo. Why can he choserbo? Because, as I'll show you the marfolder here, he says, Yacholachzbo she'ein ze eladu ba'alma. It's just like it's just words. There's no kinyan, no nothing. Therefore, you chol lachzor bo. However, aval im kibel a'alav v'nichol lishkon etzlo and is already living there. In your chalos over, you can't do that. You can't retract anymore once he's living there. So let's go back to the Gemara one more time. So he says that chadamar once is l'shcheino means mishrate godarate mishikibel avin chol bo. But when it comes to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, as we said in the Gemara, he can say, all this extra traffic is, I can't handle it, and he can already choserbo. However, now you've got Rav Huna Amar, which is strange. He says Rav Huna, because when we introduce the so-called two opinions, he says Rav Chinav, Rav Mana, Chad Amar, and usually expected to say what the other Shita says. So that's why in the Shinon Nuschot I've got here the Charana Amar, which makes a lot more sense, okay, as opposed to Rav Huna. So Rachana Ma'amar L'shcheino, what's mean L'shcheino? Doesn't mean for a shachin to dwell there. Ela miftach lechanut, to open up a shop. Mishikibel alav, in other words, once he's reaccepted and it goes through, enya chalok, then it's too late. So the debate is, what's the shcheino? One is simply another person living there. Another shitter is actually, no, it's actually opening up a shop. And but again, before he's actually executed and settled in, you can choserbo. Once it seems the Chachamim say, once he's already settled in, you cannot. However, after the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, he's like Rabbi Meir. The Tanina Tamal Gesed Akulam Amari Meir Afal Pishit Naim Mo Yichalah Yicholah He Shotomar Svura Yitzi She'ani Yicholah Lekabel V'Achshav Yicholah. Now, what's that referring to? What's that Rabbi Meir? That takes all the back to Ketubah, which is. If you look at the Marafolda after Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Rabbi Meir, it says, "The ilu mash mefreshes la'el hacha harayada calls it," meaning he knew all this. He knows why. How can he be choserable if whichever way you want to say? Let's say it was the case of the shop. You know he's going to have customers, so why, once he's accepted and the guy's moved in, can he now be choserable according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel? So v'afilu hachi kiblu alav v'lam yochel lachzorbo. Ela must be like Rabbi Meir in Perek Hamadir, which is she'imayam bo mumim. If the husband had lots of mumim, the blemishes of some sort, that in those situations we say that we can compel the husband to divorce his wife. That even if she was mekabel to say, I'm fully aware you have those things, I'm happy to be married to you, that after the fact she can actually choserbo and say, look, I thought I'd be able to live with such mumim, but now I really cannot. So the Kabbalah, what's interesting here, we're saying the debate Hebrew Shimon Gamliel and Chachamim is very much like we saw Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim in Ketubot. In other words, if I accept a particular circumstance that is bothersome, does that then bind me? Or can I still say after the fact that actually I didn't realize it'd be this bothersome, so I'd like to be choserbo? That's effectively what's happening in Asugya. So again, Chachamim say, well, once you've accepted it, you've accepted it. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the mayor, says, no, we can say, look, I didn't realize it created this much traffic, this much disruption. I'd like you to stop it. And he can either you have to move out or you have to stop the shop. Okay, Marana says, Aval ein yochel limchot v'lomar lo ein yachol isha mikol ha'patish v'lo mikol ha'rechaim o mikol ha'tinokot. So in the end, we said that certain activities, yes, they might be noisy in one chatzer, but one is not allowed to object to that. So one of those mentions is called a tinokot. So the Gemara says, Ilun de maflin talaya. And this is referring to specifically if he's teaching his kids, giving a shiur in like a Torah. That's when if the special takana was, we wanted to have schools in our Israel. So even if it's disruptive, well, you cannot object to that. That's where the Bavli explains it from, if I'm not mistaken. however, when it continues, Vilin de Avlin Mesugin. Mesugin sounds like they're teaching some sort of craft, like they're making boxes for one another. Then in that situation, they can object to that. We said they can, sorry, Mesugin the other occupants can object and say, the Micha B'Deon says, Du Yachl Meimar, they could say, Inun Azin Va'atin, all this traffic that's being created, Bain Lacha, they're looking for you, V'la Mishkach, they're going to find you. Yatach, they're find you. Then they're creating all this disruption in this, and therefore in that situation you can object. Interestingly, the Talmud Torah, one cannot object for that. That's important to understanding. Okay, let's continue. Ilun Tziporai, Masrei de Navlaya. So what's the Masrei de Navlaya? The Marafulu explains limsor to give out lematve shitvulo. These are people that spin to give in product to do spinning. But Tamar fresh betosvot Marafulu is saying shabem mivim no matve because there's a lot of this type of shop gets very busy. It sounds like Masha Enkin, you don't find by a rechayim a mill or a patish or banging of the hammer. Then that might be noisy, but it doesn't. It's not as disruptive in terms of traffic. That's the way the Marafulu explains it. Now, they're not talking about, fine, it's because the way Rafold explains the sugya is it's really got to do with a traffic issue, not with a noise, for example, if it was a, the Alma Farshima, some explains got to do with the fact that it's a, like a proper weaving, what's it called, a loom that's very noisy. Fine, but here's got to do with a traffic issue. However, Hori Reb Avimi Bartuvi, Meitan Chad Naval, he allowed one Naval, one spinner, to be Ben Kotel Kotel, between two different walls. Why? Because between we're going to get discuss this already in the next Mishnah, is that the it's important sometimes traffic near walls is important to press down the soil around it. Okay, so in that situation, he said it was okay. Like I'll show you the Marfulda. He says Liten chad naval ben kotel lekotel, but Tam nira. The reason is kumosh ita babavli, davshe dahach malei lahatam. Meaning pressing down is people walking there is good. Peret Rashi mashe dashin beregel. The fact of walking bein shnei ktolim tamid between these two walls, mo'il shnei ktolim, is actually beneficial, structurally beneficial. Lakshot to harden the soil, you stood up the foundations of the wall, but no, you might, and therefore they won't fall or bend. Sorry, tip. Okay, let's continue. Hori Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Chakula Marachat Ilin Mar. Sorry, it's Maroshdaya Mikotla Arba Amot. So Maroshdaya is it says Rachaim Shemenasrim Bo Korot. So it's not a mill, but it's like a sawmill. That's like a what's it called? A lumberyard type of thing where we're cutting wood. Okay, korot v'krashim, and that also had to be away from the wall, dalet amot, presumably because of the vibrations and things like that. So Amar Rav Yasa Barbun, inin amudaya derchinan mikoach kiryat inun rachin. Which is interesting. So Ilo Amudai Darachin, he says, those Amudin, those pillars that are bending towards the ground, tipping over, Mikoach, it's because of the Kriyat Vetzakot HaKol, because of the sound that they're doing that, which you think is strange. Meaning, how can sound itself actually cause such bending? We could get to that in a minute. And similarly, it says, Shura de Chamatz. Shura is like a wall, in Chamatz is the name of a place. They are mean called Guria parsaya nafal. What caused them to fall over? From the roars of the lions. So in other words, the sounds and the vibrations themselves can actually have devastating consequences. It's actually interesting. When I was studying engineering, they talked about the fact that sometimes you might think a song, a sound or vibration isn't that devastating. However, sometimes if the sound itself is actually at the harmonic frequency of the structure itself, I'm like sequence, like for example, if you pluck a string, the sound it plays, if you actually play that sound, the string will start vibrating, right? If it's a harmonic frequency of the structure itself, then it actually can create massive movements. There's a famous story of a particular bridge where the harmonic frequency of the wind, just the wind that was going through the valley, matched the bridge itself. And you see this big steel bridge that's like, moving like it looks like it's like a water on the ocean. It was like vibrate, like it was completely shaking huge amounts. and ultimately, I think it collapsed as a result, if I'm not mistaken. So, in other words, the sounds itself, the Gemara is saying, is that the sound, we got evidence of pillars that were tipping over or walls that collapsed got due to the roars of a particular of the lions, the Persian lions. Okay, and that's again quite well understood now. Let's continue. Hadis Allah Kadalid. Mi Shahaya Kotlo. Now the Gemara, this is Misha Kotlo, see again, sorry. Misha Kotlo Samuch Lakotl Chaveiro. Now this is interesting, exactly what this is referring to. So someone who sounds like has a wall that's close to his friend's wall. Lo yismoch kotel acher, he should not put another wall near it. Elim ken irchik mimeno arba amot. So exactly what is happening? What's the configuration? So the Mefarshim and the Mishnah explain. You've got a one your neighbor's wall. You've got another wall's perpendicular. You shouldn't put, in other words, it looks like a resh, and you shouldn't put another wall parallel now to the first wall, the neighbor's wall, unless you have a distance of 4 amot. That's the kotel acher. I think that's what I think in the Gemara, initially the Gemara in Bavli starts explaining that there was a wall there and it collapsed, you're putting another wall. But in any event, you'll see that why both explanations are kind of important when you get to the Gemara. Okay, now why do you need to have that gap of 4 amot? Because we need people to be able to, again, it was explained, walk in that space to toughen the soil and make it ensure the foundations are solid. Okay, fine. So let's get back to the Mishnah. Ubachalonot, if you're dealing with windows, milamalan umilamatan umikinegdan arba amot. If you're building a wall that is now near the window of your friend, it has to be, if it can't be in line with it because of privacy issues or light issues, we'll discuss that soon. That so it has to be either 4 above it, or actually light issues is a separate one, more privacy issue at this stage. 4 above it, 4 below it, dalet amot above or below. It can't be within range of someone could stand the wall and peek into the neighbor's window. And at a distance away from the wall, from the window itself, that's more of a light issue of dalet amot. Okay, so we'll discuss it when we get to the Gemara now. So Misha Kotlo said, "Debei Rabbi Yanai Amar beba'in l'shev ir mitchila himaniti." What's the case where it says that you have to put another wall next to it? Like what's the din here? What's the case of the Mishnah? So to appreciate the kasha, I'll show in the Gemara now. Kasha le kamash kamosha kasha bebavli. The kasha in the Bavli is as follows. The Kama, the first wall, Heichi Samach. How did you even be able to put it there? Umashni Rabbi Yehuda, Hachi Kamar, Habalismoch lo yasmich. Hachinami, Amrabiana, Babain the Shev Beir Betchila. Behind, in other words, if you're going to simply put a wall there in a new environment. Behind, Habalismoch lechatchila lo yismoch. So, in other words, the initial question is, how can there be a pre-existing wall? In other words, there, according to the way the Bavli literally starts, or wall and it fell down, it even put a wall there to start with, or there was a wall perpendicular, how was that wall allowed to be there? So that's why I say, Gumash Rabbi Yehuda Achikama HaBalismoch Lo Yismoch, if someone wants to pull a wall next to another person's wall. So to here we're talking about the case where you have to have a distance, Hainu HaBalismoch Lechatchila Lo Yismoch. Okay? So I continue in the Marfulda. Vada Amri la babalish na mishum de baile terutzen nami kmoshe kadavarabi umay taima. What's the reason? Mishum davsha de mali le sodot, because of trampling, meaning you need that walking nevertheless, and therefore beir chadash. We're dealing with a, if you like, it says ir chadash, but new city aval biyashana, meaning old city mutar lismoch. And we're fortunate. So I'll just explain it outside. The question is, what's the really environment, the situation when you need to have a space? That's what the Gemara is dealing with now. Again, I maybe went to a bit too much detail and tangent to the Bavli by looking at the Marfulda, but he's saying now we're talking about Ir Chadash, where it's a brand new wall and therefore the foundations aren't solid, and that's when you need the space of Dalet Amot. However, if it's an established wall where the grounds are quite solid, then there's no problem of putting another wall close to it within Dalet Amot. Okay, that is what the Gemara is effectively saying here. Let's continue. Now, the Gemara says, Amar Rav La, B'kotel Atum Himatnita. So to explain this question, this is not another answer like the Be'er Rabbanan. We're going on to discuss the next part of the Sefer of the Mishnah now, which is talking about the wall you're constructing near the window of your friend. So to explain this, I've got to look at the Marfold again. It says, B'kotel, Mushum Dekashele, La Mele Mishum Chalano Mikenegdam. If you remember, the Sefer of the Mishnah says, if you're building a wall near the window of your friend, it has to be higher or lower than 4 amot, except privacy, or it has to be a distance of 4 amot from the window. The question is, why do I even need to know that? That's be a distance of four from the window. Meaning, in any event, I have to keep it 4 amot away from the wall of my friend, irrespective if there's a window or not. So that's what the question is. I need, you need that passage space, the walking space. So therefore, lachen amar, that's why the Gemara now comes and says, atum meaning, meaning the inside of the wall on either side is already, it's got its proper concrete base or something like that. It's already, the way we'd say concrete, but this, he's saying it's got avanim and afar, it's already very solid. So in other words, you might think in a situation where on the neighbor's side of the wall, the ground is very solid, I can put a wall in close proximity to their window because the whole issue is just for stability of the wall that we need the space. No, the Mishnah says that that's not the case because you still have to worry about the fact your window is too close to the window of your friend, right? For because it's for a window issue. In other words, if there wasn't an issue, you could, okay? But two ain't So in other words, there's two issues at play we've got to worry about. One is the stability of the foundations. You need people to be able to walk there. And the other one is being too close to the window of the person that lives there. So, in other words, even if you satisfied one, you've got to consider that's why the Mishnah said there's another consideration of being too close to the window. The Gemara now says, Amar Rav Yossi, Bekotel Sodmim, Himatnita. What's this Kotel Sodmim? So, here, the Mafulda changed not to Sodmim, but rather Kodmim. So just to explain what this means, again, Mar Fulda says, "Otan kotev chizkira tana le'el b'shnei ketodim smuchim, mayri nami hacha." In other words, we're not talking about where there's good foundation. He rejects that understanding. In other words, we're still talking about the same type of environment where the wall is being built up. It's a new wall, and you've got to worry about the access for people to walk there. What? But however, we're not talking about where the ground is really solid on rock or something like that. We're not talking about where the wall is straight in front of it, but rather where the wall is going perpendicular to the window and it's minatzad, if you like, meaning perpendicular. So, in other words, a window is like that. And the wall we're talking about in the Sefer is not a wall that's parallel because I wouldn't need you wouldn't need to tell me to leave a dalet amot because we know we're worried about the walk space. But it's talking about like when it's like this, where there's no concern of interrupting people's walk space because I can walk there happily because that wall that you're building is now perpendicular. What the Mishnah is saying now is even though it's perpendicular, there's another consideration you need to worry about, which is the fact that if someone's on that wall, they'll be able to look into the person's window. Hey, v'ayinu shabar neged ovya kotel shechaveroch. Kemo shemasik Rabbi Yossi Brabun laviv brighton the farash lameniti hacha like we see in the following. How do we know that it's explicitly that way? Because Amar Rabbi Yossi Brabun manita amraken. Why? Because as it says ubachalonot bein milamala bein milamata bein kenegdan amalamot. When it comes to windows, it says bein milamala bein milamata bein mikenegdan es bidal adamot. So let's explain milamalan arba amot. Why shlo ye omed varoeh? That's if it has to be above it for amot, so you can't stand on the top of the roof and look into the friend's house. It has to be like 2 meters above his window. Once again, if it has to be more than dalet amot below the window, otherwise someone could stand on the window and peek into the window. Again, it has a griya, and that says, umekenegdam. Now, what's the reason why the brayta says you've got to make sure it's away from the window, mekenegdam? It says tatzdadim, so that you don't darken or interrupt the light that comes into his window. So the fact that it says that, but the kenegah shulay afilat tzadim, the fact that it says tatzdadim, it doesn't say because of well, we'll get explain it. There's two ways to explain it, but because of foot passage and davshar and pressing down the ground means that it's a different consideration. But I'll show you my fold. It says v'lamalei tzadim v'lo mekenegdam mamash. Why does it say shlo'afil? Now, interesting, it says lo'afil. He's medayk from the lashon itself. It says lo'afil et hatzdadim, which is the sides. V'lama le'tzdadim, he says. Why didn't it say v'lo kenegda mamash? Why didn't it say shlo'afil et hachalon? Ela kol kach, it must mean mishum delav hachish. It's tzarich la'archik. You got to leave it anyway. Mishum dalet amot, mishum davsha. Umayri here that what we're talking about. Sheba kenek ba'kotel minatzad. And therefore, you've got issues of being ma'afil. The love haki I'm not 100% clear about, but the way I was ex started explaining it was more like the Pnei Moshe that says the fact that mikanegdam, that's effectively the proof of according to Pnei Moshe. You can see if it's mamash kanegdam, it's ma'afil, but stadim means it's not actually aligned with the window. And then it says, the taniken, I can bring you a proof, marchikim mina hakotel mina halon. Now, what it's saying here is you've got to be a distance from the window, kumolo chalon. What's kumolo chalon? So explain mafarsh bavli, which is only a tefach. Destam chalon la ora tefach. All you need is a tefach away. Ubrite, and now, which is a bit of a, so you see quite clearly the issue is being ma'afil, minat stadim. Okay? Because if it was close to it, you've got issues of davsha. That's why I was explaining initially. And here we're going, it has to be from only, it says, if it's only a tefach, meaning the issue is on ma'afil, it must be that it's perpendicular to it. Okay? Now I'll just show you something interesting. He says, oh, but 1 second, the brighter up above, we said it has to be Dalet Amot. So it says, oh, brighter la'el matnita that na Dalet Amot. Myrisha Baumin Schneid Stadim. Why? And above, when it says you're doing, if it's perpendicular, you've got to worry about 4 amot. And here it says only 1 amah. Now we're saying that's when it's Mishteit Stadim. Mishteit Stidei Achalon, when it's two sides, if you like, of the window. Could it not mean at stadim lashon, and that's true because it mean at stadim that's got if you like milashon rabim. So that's why if it's been two sides you need dalet amot. Since if it's one side you only you need perpendicular to one side, then it's only you need 1 amah. Okay, that says niyash of the two brighter. Okay, again, but again the whole concern is once again being ma'afil, being darkening. Let's continue. This is halachahi machakin et asulam min hashovach. You've got to make sure your ladder is at a distance from your friend's shovach, which is a dove coat, arba amot, 4 amot. Kadesh lo tikpotz anemiyav, because we're scared that maybe a weasel will climb up your ladder and use it as access to jump into the dove coat and have a nice lunch and destroy your friend's doves. Veta kotel mina maschila, also you've got to make sure your if you build a wall, it's got to be distance from your friend's gutter, arba amot. Why? Because a friend needs access with his ladder to clean out his gutters. Kadesh is kopet sulam. So you need a ladder. Machir et ha-shovach ha-minit, you're going to make sure your shovich or dove coat is a distance from the city. Chamishim ama. Once again, why? Because the doves that fly from a dove coat, they end up what they can end up, they eat the seeds of other people. A single flight is more than my coat, so the dove coat is a distance from the city. And Allah said, I'm shovach v'toch shelo. You can't put it, also do one in your own property either. Elim ken, yes, you've got chamishim ama, like ruach. There's 50 amot on either side, because again, we're scared that your doves will be a hazard to the neighbors. Field, Israel. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Beit Arba Kurin Mono Sheger Hayona. He says it's different. He has to be at a distance of Arba Kurin, much longer than Arba Chamisha Mamot, because that's a single flight of Yona. We're concerned that, in other words, he says it's not just like a small area of eating. Whatever distance it might fly at, that's a much greater distance he's scared of. Okay, v'im lachu afilu beit rova, hariu kecheskato. But however, if he purchased it, meaning he purchased a field that has a pre-existing dovecote, even if it's a beit rova, even if it's a small distance away, since there's a chazak, a pre-existing chazak of the dovecote, it could be there, therefore you'll be able to do so. Mitzvah Hashem will continue from the Mishnah of the Gemara next time. All right, Paul, have a good day.